Kaiser Circuses on the air. With Bozo, the world's greatest clown. Oliver O'Oliver. Sandy the Clown. Bob Smith. Bob Wendell and his big top band. Master Man, that's me. And a cast of thousands.
For 40 years, the Bozo Circus reigns supreme on WGN television. With Bob Bell as Bozo, Ray Rayner as Oliver O'Oliver, Don Sandberg as Sandy the Tramp, Ringmaster Ned Locke, Bob Trendler and his Big Top Band. From the 1960s era, Joey DeOria continued the show after the retirement of Bob Bell. But you ask anybody who grew up in Chicago in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, even until the show left WGN-TV in 2001, who's your favorite clown? And there was only one answer to that question, Bozo. And as we had mentioned tonight, we remember Bozo in our primetime special on WGN-TV tonight, Bozo Circus, the 1960s, remembering the show's original cast. And for the next hour here on the radio program, talking to the people who were closest to the original cast. We have joining us in studio, Jeff Bell, son of Bob Bell. Welcome. Good to have you here, Jeff. Thank you for coming in.
Good morning, Dean. It's a pleasure to be here.
And you must hear this all the time from people who grew up with Bozo. Your likeness to your dad is remarkable. Especially your smile. You've got the Bob Bell smile for sure.
Well, it's I'm very proud of that then, I guess.
Yeah, good legacy and fantastic stories that you've told me through the years as well. We also have on our phone line with us from Las Vegas, your sister Joan. Joan, good morning.
Hi, Dean. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning.
A little family reunion here.
Yeah, we hardly ever get the chance to talk, actually.
So, and what would a family reunion be without your mom also? Carol Bell, the wife of Bob Bell, mother to Jeff and Joan and all of your other brothers as well. Carol, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dean. Nice to talk to you.
Wonderful to talk to you. And you're in the Los Angeles area, is that right?
Yes.
So, Carol, let me start off with you and just, you know, kind of talk to me of what it was like being married to Bob Bozo, one of the most beloved characters in Chicago television history. What were those days like?
They were very interesting. You know, when he was home, he was just like a regular daddy to the kids, and he mowed the lawn and did ordinary things like that. But when he was on the show and when he was doing characters, he took on that persona, you know, the character that he was doing. It was very funny. He could be so funny. He didn't tell jokes. He was just clever, witty, and just he could make anybody laugh. He was just wonderful.
Yeah, and that was more than just the Bozo persona. You know, so many people have talked about what an amazing character actor he was, that if had he chosen to, could have gone to Hollywood and been a very successful actor. But you met him long before he came to Chicago, right?
Yes. And I can't remember the date, but I was working at WHOT in South Bend, Indiana. And he and his friend came in, Ed Behrman, and he came in to audition for for like a disc jockey job,
yeah,
and so forth. And while they were auditioning, the girls and the guys all went into the engineer's booth to see these guys that were auditioning. I took one look at him. He was gorgeous. I said, I was pinned to a Phi Delta Theta at the time, but I said, he is gorgeous. I'm going to marry him.
Wow. You're the first time that you saw him, the first time
you saw him. I hadn't even met him. And a year later, that's what happened.
How about that? How about that? And so, but the route didn't go from South Bend to Chicago. You went to Ohio first, I think, right?
No, no. We went to WFPM in Indianapolis.
Okay.
Then we went to WLW Cincinnati.
Right.
And then up to, and Walt Phillips, Wally Phillips and Bob had a show together.
Right.
And they were brought up to Chicago by Ward Kohl, who was president of WGN.
Right, along with a guy named Don Sandberg, the three of
them.
That's
right. Don didn't come up right away, but Don did a lot of writing for the show, and they decided that they needed him to come and write and also be a character.
So did, you know, during the heyday, you know, which during Bob's years, until he retired, I mean, the show was, you know, through the roof with ratings.
The waiting list. It was 9 years to get tickets.
Yeah, right. The waiting list was
ladies would get pregnant and they'd write in for tickets.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's just the most amazing legacy.
I have an interesting little story. In 1969 to 70, Bob got his first Emmy, and we were at downtown at a hotel, and we were waiting in line to be seated. Everybody was being seated personally by somebody. And we were talking to a couple ahead of us, and they were charming, a very tall man and a very tall lady. Of course, I'm 5'1". Everybody's tall. And we were chatting away, and Bob had him laughing, and we were, you know, lovely couple. So we got, when Bob and I got to our table, I said, "Do you know who that was?" And he says, "No, I really don't. I know that she has a new show at WGN for, you know, for an hour. She was a talk show, and her name is Oprah."
What?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, I didn't know who she was.
Wow.
But it turned out that the tall and good-looking man was Stedman.
Right, of course. Wow.
Yes.
How about that? And amazing that it took that long for Bob to get his first Emmy, by the way.
Yes, it was.
Because if it was Oprah, it was like the mid-80s.
Shelves of Emmys from the show.
Yeah. That's amazing. So
but it was in 69-70.
So I know Bob was very private, and really when he was off the air, kind of left Bozo at work, and as you say, was just a regular dad and husband. But there must have been times when.
Well, you know, he protected the Bozo personality. He didn't want anybody to see him in his real face. And have him talk like Bozo or anything. He was very protective of the character.
So Jeff and Joan, what was it like for you? You had this fantastic sort of secret, right? That your dad was Bozo, and I would
secret.
Guess I would. Well, I guess I mean he probably
I
didn't.
Told everybody I knew.
Oh, okay, that's what I wondered. I mean, do you go and do that, or you know, do you just keep it quiet because your dad wanted to the anonymity?
Well, me personally, I wouldn't really tell anybody. You know, somebody had to rat me out. So typically, if I got into a conversation with somebody new and they were saying, "Well, you know, what do you do? What's about you? Hey, what's your dad do?" I'd tell him he was a welder. until they found out differently.
Joan, how about for you?
Well, I was a little bit younger than Jeff, so when I found out, of course, I told everybody I knew, and that's how that all started. And then when I got into high school, I got a little more secretive about it. I was almost embarrassed, if you can imagine. You know, what does your dad do? He told us that if we ever had to fill out any forms or anything, that we should put down that he was an announcer, and that was it.
And that was it, yeah.
That was it. Do not, for any reason, put down that he was Bozo the Clown. So, you know, we kind of went with that. And in high school, it was kind of embarrassing, and so I didn't want to talk much about it until I got to be an adult with kids of my own, and I realized how much he really meant to all of Chicago.
Right,
including myself.
Did you all have a sense of the legendary status that your dad had when you were growing up? Or, you know, was it dad? Oh, he's making me cut the grass. Oh, he's making me do this. You know, it's like what all of our dads did. Pull weeds, right, exactly.
Well, and you're exactly right. I mean, we would get our instructions over the, as Andy Starr, and, you know, there were a lot of crazy moments.
Yeah, Joan, how about for you?
Well, you know, I think that when it really hit me was when we were down at Chicago Fest, and I went down with him. Did you go with us, Jeff?
Yes.
To Chicago Fest?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they had a little mobile home inside a fenced area behind the stage.
Because they did the Bozo Show live at Chicago Fest 1 year, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Correct. And so Jeff and I were down there, and the clowns were all in this little mobile home. And when he came out of that mobile home, and the people were clinging to the fence, almost as if the Beatles had just arrived.
Right.
And it was more adults than it was kids screaming and hollering. And, you know, I was waiting for women to faint, but it was just amazing to see the amount of people that he had touched throughout the years and how much he meant to them. And that's, I think, when it really hit me hard that my own dad had that kind of impact on an entire...
Yeah.
Almost like when the Beatles came out, the screaming began.
Yeah.
And I looked around and these people just clinging to this fence for dear life, trying to get close to them.
Yeah. George Pappas, our Bozo historian and actually the producer and the writer of our Bozo special that's on tonight at 7 on WGN-TV, texted me, Carol, and said that the Oprah meetup was in 1984. He says it's when the Chicago TV Academy presented Bob their prestigious Governor's Award.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it was a special
award. You know, I only have two Emmys. One is the first one he got with 69 and 70, and then the prestigious Governor's Award. He didn't keep any other, WGN has all of the Emmys.
In showcases around, you know, glass cases around,
yes.
You know,
yes.
so the current employee, such as myself, wouldn't steal them and, you know, take them in their home. And I guess they did 2 years at Chicago Fest, 1979 and 80.
Okay.
Would have been those years, just for precision. Let me take a quick break and we'll come back. We're talking with Carol Bell, wife of Bozo, the original Bozo, Bob Bell, Jeff Bell, his son, Joan Roy, his daughter. And after the break with the news, we'll be joined by Doug Sandberg, son of Don Sandberg, with Sandy the Tramp. That's all coming up next. It wasn't that he brought back family classics in Bozo once in a while. I have no use for him at all. And it just so happens that we are bringing you Bozo Circus the 1960s. 2-hour primetime special tonight on WGN-TV. Digitally remastered footage of shows from full-length segments from the first decade of the show that featured the great Bob Bell as Bozo, Ray Rayner, Oliver O. Oliver, Don Sandberg as Sandy, Ringmaster Ned Locke, and Bob Trendler and his Big Top Band. It's all tonight, 7 o'clock Central Time on WGN-TV and streaming live if you have family or friends in other cities. Where you can't pick up WGN-TV over the air, you can watch it at WGNTV.com/live or also on our WGN-TV app. We're talking on the phone, the family members of the stars of the Bozo Show, the legendary characters. Carol Bell is the wife of Bob Bell, and Joan Roy, daughter of Bob Bell, Jeff Bell, who is in studio with us. And also we are joined by Doug Sandberg, son of Don Sandberg. Doug, welcome. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Dean. Good to be on your show.
So talk
to
hear
all the excitement.
Oh, talk to us a little bit about what it was like having... I'm so lucky that I got to know all of these legendary performers in their later years before they all passed away. And Don just recently passed away. Doug, you know, our condolences, even though we've talked off the air since then. But what a treat for me.
Thank
what
you.
An honor for me to have gotten to know your dads, your husband, and what amazing people they were, both on and air, on the air and off the air. But Don was quite the character. Don Sandberg was he was one of the writers of the show. He was the original producer of the show. I mean, he had, in addition to being Sandy the Tramp, had quite a role in creating this legendary show, right?
Yes, he did. And he just, he loved to entertain. He liked to create. And when I grew up, he was working quite a bit. You know, he would work late, finish up the script for the next day, and I might not even see him the next morning because I'm off to school. He just loved creating, and he was an entertainer. It could be at home, it could be at Waukegan Harbor. We had a boat, and he loved entertaining. And I don't know if I should say this, but he found out the actors made some pretty good money. Goes, well, heck, I'm the writer. I think I'll write in a bit for myself, because he was an actor before the show. Him and my mom both met in the play in Sandusky, Ohio.
Wow, I never knew that.
So and it was interesting how he decided to be a clown or a tramp. He preferred a clown more, that he would not talk. But when I watched my dad jumping around on the floor and on the trapeze and doing handstands, I was going, wow, this guy's something else. I was quite fascinated with my father, even though I thought it was kind of a normal childhood.
Yeah, that had to be something. And I'll ask all of you, I mean, you know, when you're did you watch Bozo every day? Did you all watch the Bozo show every day?
I'd rush home at school. My elementary school is about 10 minutes away, and I'd go watch it every noon. Most all of us.
Me too.
Yeah.
Hi, Doug.
Yes.
It's Joey.
Hi, Joan.
Oh,
and
I was home every day at noon as well, and I'm sure my mother can attest to that. We came home. We watched.
When I was certainly in grade school, we lived on the other side of town from the school that I went to, and I would, on a nice day, I'd jump on my bike and run and ride home to watch the show. And if I was really lucky, they'd have the grand prize game early enough where I could stay for the whole thing in order to ride back before the bell.
That, same with
That's
me.
Right.
When the grand prize game was over, I knew I had to be out the door, because otherwise I'd be late coming home from lunch. And, you know, we should mention, you know, that Doug's dad, Don Sandberg, invented the grand prize game. I mean, you know, if there's one thing that is, lasting all these years that people love, we still bring out the buckets on the WGN-TV morning news once in a while for people to play the game. It was your dad that invented the grand prize game, right, Doug?
Correct. And I'll tell you, one of the hardest things was, I think I can speak for most of us, we knew we're never going to get to play the game.
But I can tell you that at his retirement, they made my dad play it.
Wow.
Oh.
How did he do?
Well, they kept pushing the buckets in between his legs.
So
that when it came to the higher buckets, 4, 5, 6, to make sure that he was able to get the ball in there.
Yeah.
Because I don't even know if
that
he could have done it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Carol, a listener texting in says, how often would you attend the shows?
Not often, because I was working, and so I didn't, maybe once a year, not often.
So the kids, would that be you coming down just to, you know, have lunch with them after you got off work, or would you bring the kids down to watch?
No, I bring the kids.
Yeah.
We got down there at least once or twice a year, and they would have their friends also come with us. We'd just come down and watch the show, and we were usually not down with the rest of the people. We were up in the engineer's booth.
Yeah, up out in the control room, on the upper level, looking down on the show, right? Yeah.
So we weren't down below.
And that kind of reminds me of what I like to do when I'd go down there, because I couldn't sit in the audience, obviously, because by accident getting picked. But outside
how fantastic would that be, though, if the magic, the tips and the tips only of the magic arrows land on Bozo's son's head?
I wanted to so badly. But right outside of the control room and all the way around the top of the studio was a catwalk.
Yeah.
And that's where I would go and walk around and watch all the goings on. It was fascinating to watch the choreography of the cameras and the people and bringing the different props in. It was, I kind of felt like the guy in the Phantom of the Opera, you know, up there.
Yeah, looking down, like secretly watching the show going on. So, Carol.
What was fascinating, wait a second, what was fascinating for me was being able to go down there and cut across to Riverview, right through Lane Tech, which at that time was an all-boys school.
Yeah.
So that was my, that's why I went to.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Oh, let's go over there. Look at the cute boys over at Lane Tech.
Look at those cute boys.
That's hilarious.
Okay, see you when the show starts, Dad. I'm going over to check it out over here.
Carol, let me ask you something, because we showed an episode that was found of Bozo from the 1970s, and somebody, you know, now adult who was a kid then, got a hold of us and told us that during the commercial breaks, Bob Bell would entertain people during the commercial, the audience, you know, to keep their spirits up and to keep them excited. But on this particular taping, a friend of Bob Bell's happened to be there who was also entertaining the audience. And it turns out that it was Jonathan Winters.
Yeah, yeah. We used to see Jonathan Winters all the time. He was at Mr. Kelly's or someplace. And we would go down at least once a week. And we would sit with him. He was a wonderful, funny, funny man.
And friends enough that he would, you know, come to Bob's place of work.
And
like you did, you would go to see him do comedy. And then and he would come, and I can only imagine what that must have been like for the audience. You show up to for the Bozo show, and Jonathan Winters is entertaining the people, never on camera, but he would do it off camera during the commercial breaks.
Well, Joan Rivers was down there usually once a year. She'd bring her daughter, and she would sit in the audience, though, and because her daughter, this was a favorite place for her daughter to be.
Wow. Melissa, I guess, right?
Melissa, yes, that's
well,
her name.
Next time I interview her, I'm going to get some Bozo stories.
yeah. And Joan Rivers would, you know, the funny thing is, she'd just call up and say, I'm coming over. And they would, I think Melissa would stay in the audience, but Joan didn't. I think she was probably up in the booth, too.
Right. Yeah, that's something. Your dad famously, Jeff, did not like to do personal appearances. He was very protective of the character, and I guess he thought, you know, that less is more, that, you know, if there's to keep a mystery on the Bozo character. How did that manifest itself for you, that would you join him on the rare appearances that he would make at Riverview? I mean, there is some footage of, you know, a few things. Marquette Park, he made an appearance in the 60s.
Well, one time in particular, I actually drove him to one of those appearances where he couldn't put the makeup on site.
Yeah.
So we drove all the way from our home down the Edens and the various expressways and through town. He was sitting in the back in costume, and I was driving. And people pulled up, and they're screaming out windows and waving and driving all over the road. It was really a funny experience.
Did you guys?
I had one of those as well when he went to the president of WGN at that time. His grandson was having a birthday party in Lake Forest, and I drove Dad to that appearance, and he said, Joan, whatever you do, don't stop at a stoplight. I swear to God, don't stop at a stoplight. Just time it right. And then we went down some side streets, and we were going pretty slow, and there were a couple of kids there that saw him, because all you could see was this red wig through the back window kind of sticking up, and he was crouching down trying to stay down as far as he could.
Did you ever have any experiences like that, Doug, with your dad in costume, or going somewhere with your dad when he was in costume as Sandy?
You know, the one thing I remember the most is going to Soldier Field. And I was a little type then. I'm guessing 5 or 6 years old. when they had the whole stadium full of people, of fans, and you know, watch my dad get pushed or fall into a big 6-foot pie, and that was just a great experience. Just thinking, that's my dad. But again, it was kind of like, well, that's just what my dad does. It wasn't a big deal.
Right, right. Yeah, some dads go to a factory. Some fall into a 6-foot pie.
Right. One time we went to Riverview. Actually, I do remember it wasn't so much about my dad, but my mom. She went up on the parachute jump, I think it was called.
Yeah.
I'm down there, and I hear this big scream. We look up, and it's my mom screaming her brains out going down that parachute ride.
Yeah, that's, I mean, for those, you know, those too young to know, Riverview was an amusement park. It was the Great America of its day, Six Flags Great America of its day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a couple of blocks away. It was at the corner of Belmont and Western. So it was just a couple of blocks away from WGN-TV. In fact, if you ever drive by there, the police tower, communications tower, there's a police station that's right there now. That's where that parachute ride was.
Oh.
Right where that, if you go by there and you see the towers, that's where the parachute ride was, I'm told.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, a little interesting thing there. Carol, talk to me, what was it like for Bob after, did Bob, how did he feel about this legendary status? Because certainly after he retired and he was honored by the Clown Hall of Fame and, you know, the 25th anniversary special and then the 30th anniversary special, you know, I think he must have really got a taste of how larger than life this character that he created was.
Yes, he was. He really enjoyed going to these places, like the Clown Hall of Fame in Wisconsin. That was a very pleasant thing because they honored him and gave him all kinds of accolades and so forth. He was very pleased, but he was very pleased also to stop.
And you guys had moved to the San Diego area after your retirement,
right
on a golf course, if I remember correctly.
That's correct, yes. And he got to the point where he didn't want to do anything. He wasn't well. He was in heart failure.
Yeah.
And so he got to the point where he just wasn't interested in being anywhere or seeing anyone.
Yeah, just wanted to relax.
Yes, he did.
Worked hard. I mean, all of his life, was certainly at WGN, he got up super early in the morning and did announcing, just regular announcing.
He did a show at 5:15. It was a news show. Actually, he would have loved to have been a newscaster.
Really?
Yeah.
Serious newscaster?
Yes.
Yeah. So he did that early in the morning, and then later in the morning is when he put the clown makeup on.
Yeah, that took about an hour, I think.
Yeah, and did Bozo Circus, which at the time, or originally, was on at 12 noon. And Jeff told me a story during the break that when he would have to wake up at, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning or whatever to come down to WGN.
The coffee maker was going. He had he showered, had a cup of coffee, and he left around 3 o'clock in the morning to get downtown to do the 5:15 newscast.
Right, but that was only if he could get out of the driveway, though, right, Jeff?
Before we went to high school, we would have to get up, like today, if it was snowing during the week, we'd have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and shovel the driveway so he could be out by 4. You know, there was no not going to work for him, so.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
But you know what's
that's
funny?
That's such a dad story.
We had a little Volkswagen. That little Volkswagen got him out of that driveway, which was quite long.
Yeah.
Get him out of the driveway and onto the road, and he would get down to work every day because that little Volkswagen could go over piles of snow, whatever.
Yeah,
it was so funny.
That's such a, you know, dad of the 60s and 70s kind of story, though. It's like, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't care. Get out there and shovel the snow.
Yeah.
And we were happy to do it. We really were.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
and they were all.
Yeah.
All four, we have 4 kids. You haven't mentioned Doug. We had a Doug, and then we have Craig, and I live with Craig and his lovely wife Barb out here in California.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And you have a kind of a famous grandson. I mean, all of your grandkids are great. But
yes.
A lot of people know of your baseball-playing grandson as well, Craig's son, right?
Yes. Trevor, Craig's son, Trevor, is a pitcher, a major league pitcher. And Joan had a famous son who was a soccer player. He was a world-class soccer player, Jason.
Yeah. And Joan has two fantastic sons. And
that's what I'm talking about. Jason was a
soccer player. I thought there was another Jason. It's hard to keep up with you.
No.
Bell family.
Joan's son, Jason.
Got it. Okay.
He played all over Europe and all over the United States, and you know he was. Did well until he got injured.
Yeah, and Jeff and his wife Cindy have two great sons also. One is Bob's namesake, Robert, who is studying different things and deciding what am I going to do when I grow up. And Michael is in the United States Army, right?
Yes, he is.
Serving in the United States Army right now, which is fantastic. I wish we had more time, everybody. I really appreciate you joining us. Doug, it's a pleasure to talk to you, and I hope that we see you sometime soon.
Oh, I'll come visit. Thank you, Dean.
All right. You're always welcome at 2501 West Bradley Place, that's for sure. And
I appreciate it.
Carol, it's fantastic to hear your voice and hear how well you're doing. You probably have a bridge game to get to, if I know you.
Do you know what? I play bridge every day, Monday through Friday, and I'm a life master that I'm very proud of.
Never play cards with her.
Yeah.
That's right. You better look out. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. Joan, it's always great to talk to you. I look forward to seeing you next time I come to Las Vegas.
Yeah, I just wanted to say hello, that even in Vegas here, we have a huge group of Chicagoans. They're called Chicagoans in the Desert, and that they congregate and watch all kinds of Chicago stuff together. And that just shows the just how devoted and loyal us Chicagoans are.
Yeah, well, I hope they're watching. They can watch online tonight, WGNTV.com.
I put it out there for them, and I think that they'll all be watching.
Good deal. And
can't wait.
Jeff and Cindy, it's always great to see you guys, and thank you both for coming in as well. The special is tonight, 7 o'clock Central Time, Bozo Circus, the 1960s, WGN-TV, WGNTV.com/live, and also on the WGN-TV app.